If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sandhills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson's the referee of Sandhills Global. He's the Kip Kissinger of Sandhills. It's incredible.
Measured.
Calm, measured. Like I said, we don't need some huckleberry, you know, cracking jokes, like you said. That's not what you need leading, you know. We talked about that with Kip, how confident we were.
Yes.
And that's how we feel with Carson at Sandhills Global.
Yes. Yeah. Carson is erudite.
What?
Do we need a word of the day?
Yeah,
hang on. I'll pull over.
Hang on.
Yeah, we're going to pull up word of the day. Here we go. Let's do it.
Connor, check this.
He's a man of many words.
Don't be indignant about it. I'm just asking.
Ooh, word of the day already?
Indignant.
Well, maybe too many words.
I don't like to portray myself as an expert.
And, well, questionable pronunciation at times.
Graham Mertz.
There's plenty of players like Thor Thormundson.
Thorbjornsson.
Yeah, that guy.
It's time for Steve Sipple's Word of the Day on Early Break.
What's the word? Is it erudite, you said?
Yeah, what was that?
Yes. You have a poll? Is this for Carson Schatz, a erudite? Yeah, or he's not a erudite?
Yeah, what is it? We don't even know what...
I haven't even heard the word. Is it a real word?
Is it a real
erudite,
word?
Erudite, yeah. It's... Yeah. I think it works. Erudite, it's E-R-U-D-I-T-E. Having or showing knowledge that is gained by studying, possessing or displaying erudition. There was a erudite but humble professor next door and upstairs. In the telling of a life lived through books and in her own sometimes floridly erudite sentences, the deep magic of writing is revealed. Yeah. Erudite.
Okay.
He's very...
I've not used that word.
Are you sure it's not erudite? Someone's saying it's erudite?
It might be.
Might be.
I've always said erudite. Yeah. He's not. It's
the wrong pronunciation of the word of the day. That's the best part.
word of the day, which we don't know how to
mispronounce.
Synonyms are like scholarly.
Erudite.
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 Not a erudite.
Erudite.
You're an erudite. It's not even a word.
Erudite.
Yeah. Erudite.
Erudite. I've never heard.
Now you have.
Now we have. Thank you.
Erudite. Thank you.
We're like a small little English class in here. My sister would be very proud. Tamara. English.
She's English oriented.
Yes. Very, very much English speech and or drama.
Me and Tamara would get along.
You guys would have deep conversations.
Yes.
Very.
Writing conversations. Yes, but
she's right now, she's busy because her 2006 state champion speech and drama team from Plainview is going into the Plainview Hall of Fame.
No way.
Yeah, so she's already, my sister's already in the Hall of Fame as a...
One time or not twice?
They've won it twice, but she's in herself for that.
And speech and drama.
The whole team is going in, so the whole team will be there in Plainview. It'll be a raucous crowd.
So there's a lot going on in Tamara's life this weekend.
Well, that's not this weekend, but it's coming up in June. Which it's somewhat concerning. It's alumni weekend, but it's also Clown Days. That's what Plainview goes with.
Okay.
Plainview has that's their celebration. It's Clown Days, and they have a clown museum. They have a clown museum.
Did you know this?
Yes, they have a clown museum.
We are learning a lot today. Swigert was the ref. We know got Clown Days in Plainview. Not know any of this.
No. There's a museum.
They have a museum of clowns, and clowns usually freak people out. It's taken some heat for Clown Days, but then you really can't go away from it. It's been forever.
There's a clown museum in Pender?
No, Plainview.
Plainview. Plainview.
How close
do you think Pender would be clowns? Come on.
How close to Pender?
They're an hour and 15 apart.
I just looked this up.
Give us some ring.
It's called a Clown with a K. Clown Doll Museum is in Plainview.
The clown and dolls.
So we had a former producer, Adam Furley, our first producer, but was terrified of clowns. We should send him to this place and see if he could live through that.
He couldn't handle it.
No, this is some scary stuff.
Adam wouldn't handle that well at all.
Clown Doll Museum. It's a free museum with eight. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support, like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
1,000
clown dolls. At it in Plainview.
There you go.
Housed in a former gas station and pizza parlor, known for its unique and sometimes creepy atmosphere. Yeah.
There you go. Clown Days.
Okay, Bill. Wow.
I've never been to Plainview.
That's learning, though. I didn't know that. That's
know
good
that.
To know.
Yes.
Is this where were you trying to get the carnival for?
There's a little bit. Glenn Galair's working on this, but
working on
We need two rides for sure. We need two rides. On the last weekend, still in June. We're still looking. Is there anyone out there?
Is this for Pender or
Pender?
Pender. Okay,
Pender.
That's for Pender.
I'm still looking for maybe a Ferris wheel and a Tilt-A-Whirl.
Okay. Good luck on that, I'm told.
Yes, I know.
I'm told
that's
by
what
Greg.
Greg, there's not one within 2,000 miles. I know there's never.
Greg thinks you're
He did weigh in on that subject one day.
It's not easy.
Right.
I'm saying it's not over. We do have the documentation. We have the paperwork done to shut off Main Street, which is the actual highway.
You have not gotten a sniff from anybody, though.
But we will after this today.
Yes.
Someone's gonna text them. Someone knows somebody. It has to be a big carnival that has eight tilt-a-whirls or has this. Yeah, we have a couple sitting around. We're going to send up to
Tilt-a-Whirl Farm.
If there's a Tilt-a-Whirl Farm.
This is a one-day event? Or is this,
probably have them two. We'd probably have them. Well, maybe even probably Saturday.
I wonder if there is a place in the U.S. where there's some Tilt-a-Whirls just sitting there waiting
ship
to be
it to
had.
Pender.
Okay, now, first of
and
all.
And I want it to be like one of those deals. There's someone on a mic like this, like that. Two Tilt-a-Whirls to Pender.
And how are they getting to Pender?
The Tilt-a-Whirls, it's incredible. Now, these rides have wheels on them, so they just whip down the highway, and they stop, set them up, and you put your kid on them. It's great. It's
are they
times.
Working safe?
I'm never saying that was part of the fun, is that when you're whipping around, what could happen? What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
You want a Ferris wheel.
I want a Ferris wheel.
Anybody.
Also.
How do you ship a Ferris wheel?
And a moonwalk. I want a moonwalk. Kids love a moonwalk.
Ferris wheel's got to be shipped by like a semi-truck.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. But a moonwalk, they love that too.
The moonwalk is exactly, that's the
bounce house. Yeah. You crawl in. But they were big and they were always red and white. The best part would be...
Weren't always red and white in Columbus. I'll tell you that.
Gavin, chime in. Let us know that it was.
Oh, not always. You can't say it's a declarative statement.
They were in Pender. They're not always. But red the best part, if you got in there sometimes, so it was all of a sudden they'd like, the guy, all right, that's it, everybody out. Then sometimes you try to lay on the side, like the guy didn't
don't
see
remember
you.
Remember doing
that? Oh, I did. We did. Yeah. So then they might bring the new group in, and like going, all right, got a free one.
How old is too old for the bounce house?
Okay, that's a good question. I think once you go. It would be middle school, seventh grade.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you're good through sixth.
Okay.
If you get in there as a junior
seventh
in high
grader?
School, no. Maybe
oh,
seventh.
Seventh grader, I think you're all right.
Maybe okay. I'll go with that.
But eighth grade, that's the cutoff.
You're not going in. If all of a sudden you walk by and you're a sophomore in high school and a bunch of your buddies
if you're
are in
shaving.
Yeah, if you're shaving, no. Yeah, that's what the guy should tell you. Listen, I don't know how old you are, but you don't look the part.
I see
you're
a
out.
Beard.
Yeah, I don't need
I
you.
See some peach fuzz.
Yeah, I don't need you in there with some third graders. Yeah,
that's the thing.
Safety.
That's the thing.
So we need a moonwalk. We need a tilt-a-whirl, and we need a Ferris wheel.
Someone says, "Do you have a mechanical bull yet? Do you want a mechanical bull?"
I wouldn't mind it, but it sounds too dangerous to me. Yeah, sounds too dangerous.
That's bar activity.
Yeah. When that came about, how about that one? Let's put a mechanical bull in this bar, get people some tequila shots, and hop on that baby. Let some guy control it that has no business controlling it. God, that's better times.
The fair, the state fair, the county fair is better times.
Yes.
Good luck finding a Ferris wheel.
What is the setup now? I know
we'll try it. We're going to keep trying.
How's it going in Grand Island State Fair?
Pretty good.
I've heard good things.
I went
right?
out there the last 2 years. They do very well.
Jake's went out there.
I go Labor Day weekend with the fam, and we have a
I
great
like
time.
That it's out there. I do.
I kind of like it, too.
It's central.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easier. If you're coming from North Platte or Sydney or something, let's shave a couple hours off.
That's more of an Elizabeth thing, though, right?
Oh, yeah. She sets that up. I just go with.
Go stay at that new hotel or change your life.
You're more bougie.
Yeah,
Gucci.
I'm bougie, as Kip would
How
say.
How about he said that they have different sets of rules for him? You're like coach. You drop some bad words on me, I'm tossing you.
They'll toss someone from the Gucci seats.
Yeah,
he said that.
You know what? I think that I know Kip's better than me. I would be one of those people that'd be like, it wouldn't take much for me to toss one of just to set it right away. All of a sudden, like that one little chirp, you gone.
Come on.
And guess what? All of a sudden, things calm down a little bit.
Kicks out 10 guys in the game
because there's somebody that thinks they just really does. Yeah. I'd love it right there. Hey, and I do the finger snap right here too. I do the finger snap.
Out.
And I'd go index to thumb with the snap.
I don't
snap.
Know. I don't index, know. Thumb. Bill is a ref. I'm not sure on
I
this.
I want to see it.
Oh, I would be.
I don't know.
I would be tossing people. Oh,
he's tossed 15 Hurley's people a game.
National championship game. Hurley's out in the first 2 minutes. He's out of the
Bush.
Game.
Bush.
Bush.
Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.